Hey guys, it's Aaron here with the Alkaline Radio, and today I thought I would just talk about instead of the foods and the things that we need to consume on this alkaline lifestyle and through this alkaline journey, I thought I would just talk about some of the other important topics of discussion that are pretty important while being on this alkaline journey, right? Because it's not just about what you're eating and what you're consuming; it's also about what you're thinking, how you're talking, how you're treating people. How you're acting, like all these things also are a part of this process, right? A part of this process of being on this alkaline journey and being on this journey of consciousness and this journey of just trying to be a better person yourself every single day, right? So I actually know that when I first got started, I'll tell you guys just a little something. So when I first got started on this journey, about like 4 years back, I didn't know any of this, that the foods that you consume are what make you act a certain way, right? So I know that before I got on this alkaline journey, I was very it was really easy to get to me, right? So I know that I would get angry really fast. I would like blow up on people really fast. So like if somebody would say anything to me, I would get extremely mad quick, right? Like, and I never really saw anything wrong with it, right? I just thought, everybody else does it, so there's nothing wrong with me freaking out over little things too, right? And just getting frustrated, and like the littlest things would just get to me, right? Like I would get frustrated off of not being patient, off some maybe it was something that I wanted to achieve, or maybe I would get mad if someone said something to me, or I would just explode, right? And I didn't know that the reason for this was because of the fact that what I was consuming, this was when I was like eating meat and starchy foods 24/7, and just like eating white rice and white bread, and just eating essentially just crap 24/7, right? So I didn't realize that this stuff also is essentially controls your brain, your thoughts, your actions, and everything else, right? And I didn't know this. So first getting started, I was kind of like stuck where I didn't know that this that through fast forward 4 years now that into this journey, that was actually going to be one of the like maybe one of the main things that I'm so happy that that actually happened, right? Because I get to kind of see a transformation of myself, right? Because I know that there's things that go on in my daily life where sometimes maybe you guys could speak for yourselves too, right? That maybe there's things that are going on in your guys' daily lives that maybe a year ago, a couple years ago, if you were still acting and eating and consuming and doing the same things you were doing, X amount of years ago when you weren't on this journey, you would probably get mad and you would probably like explode or just implode on somebody, right? And just go berserk, right? Just go crazy, without even knowing what the reason was, right? And like it's just crazy because of when I first got started on this journey, I actually used to see that a lot. It's like people talking about how your thoughts start to change and your actions start to change, just your thinking pattern, just everything, right? Everything starts to become more clear, and like your eyes just open a little bit more, right? Like I feel like my mind's a little more open to questioning things first off, questioning everything that I don't see as something of value, or maybe like I think that there should be an answer to that, right? And then another thing is that just my makeup as a person now, I don't get frustrated over stupid things. I feel like I'm more patient. I feel like I'm more of a caring person now because like I told you guys, every day I'm just trying to get better as a human being and look at myself in the mirror every night and say, hey, am I getting better as a person? Yeah, there's little things here and there that I still do wrong, but I know that along this journey, maybe you guys could obviously, agree with me here where, it really does. It changes your mind, your actions, and everything else, right? Through this process, because you at the beginning of this journey, again, I can't speak for all of you guys, but for me, it was solely for the fact of, healing my body and healing myself and, making myself and like I've told you guys in the past, my mother better, right? And anybody in my family, really, like anybody that's sick, I just wanted them to be better. That was the key reason for why I got started on this journey, and why I started to geek out and try to find as much information as I can about this alkaline lifestyle, so that when people are asking me questions, I'm able to kind of provide them some facts, right? So like, why do you put, like, some of my family members ask me, why did you put CMOS in your shakes in the morning? And like, I'll just explain to them what CMOS does, right? It's really good. It's really high in minerals. It has essentially almost everything your body needs, And you know, it's just really good for you, right? Like, I put a little bit of sea moss and a little bit of burdock root powder in my shakes in the morning. So I'll put a little bit of strawberries, blueberries, kale, hemp seeds, and a little bit of both those things. And you feel amazing in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, you honestly feel like you have energy for days. And I find that crazy, right? When I, before I ever got started on this journey, I'd be eating like eggs and bacon and sausages in the morning. And you're wondering, you know, why am I feeling tired? Like, why am I feeling all drowsy? And, you know, I don't have as much mental clarity. And, you know, you know, what's the best way of explaining? It's like, you know, brain fog, where, you know, your mind's thinking, but it's kind of like your brain's all foggy and you can't really think properly. It's like, everything's a little bit like foggy. You know what I mean? It's you know, you really just can't think properly. And you go through this process and you don't realize that, again, it's what you're consuming, right? You're sitting there drinking coffees in the morning and just crap that you shouldn't be having, right? And yeah, so like I was telling you guys, anyway, at the start of this journey, that's kind of what my main reason for getting into this was, for the fact that, you know, I wanted to maintain my health and I wanted to maintain, make sure that my friends and my family are healthy too, right? But, you know, now, fast forward 4 years, I started to realize that, you know, so many things have changed, right? The way I think, the way I act, my attitude towards certain things, like a lot of things have changed, right? And, you know, I guess now that I'm thinking about it, it is this journey, right? Because it does take a lot of discipline and mental fortitude and understanding when to tell yourself no, right? You know, you might see, you know, I'll be at parties and stuff and I'll see some of my friends and family eating like chips and some of this other stuff that, you know, sometimes you can get tempted to eat, right? But, you know, I just make sure that I tell myself that, okay, that's not really something I want to eat. And when you eat that stuff, after, your body starts to feel like just weird, right? Just starts to feel sick and, you know, you just don't feel right. So, you kind of just tell that to yourself, like, you know, I might have this thing right now and it might make me feel a little bit good, but I know at the end of the day, I'm going to be feeling like shit. My body's going to feel really bad. And, you know, all the other things that come with it too, right? Getting sick and et cetera. So you don't want any of that stuff. But guys, essentially the point that I'm trying to make is that I know some of you guys are probably were or are in the same boat that maybe I was, right? Where you think that the reason why you're getting started on this journey is for the sole fact that it's for the health and to make sure that you're okay in the long run, right? But, you know, through this process, you slowly start to realize that it's not just about achieving, like perfect health, right? That's not what the ultimate achievement is. At the end of the day, what you start to realize is, as time starts to go on, you start realizing you're getting better as a person. You're getting better as an individual. You're getting better at everything, right? You're like, you know, I'll just use some examples for me. I feel like I'm more of a caring person now. Just trying to see this world from a different perspective, right? Not trying to see it from a selfish place always, right? Like before I got started on this alkaline journey, and it's not even just the alkaline journey that changed my perspective. I think it's like Dr. Sebi, this alkaline movement, the people in this community, and just the way I noticed everybody treating one another, right? I noticed that we all want to see each other succeed in life, right? And succeed in life meaning we want to see each other's families be happy. We want to see each other be happy. We want to see each other, you know, succeed at whatever it is that we're doing, right? Like we want to see growth, right? In each other. And I think that's like the most awesome thing that's like one of the best things a part of this journey, right? I follow so many different of these alkaline vegans or, you know, alkatricians, whatever you want to call them, right? On Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, whatever, you name it, right? I follow them. And I've been following these guys for a lot of, like a while now, right? And what I've come to the conclusion is that, you know, it's just awesome to see everybody kind of like riding with one another and just wanting to see each other happy and successful, right? Like even with this podcast, right? I know I get a lot of love. And I wouldn't even say this podcast is still fairly new, and I get a lot of love, right? I get a lot of people, you know, giving me responses and telling me, you know, thank you and et cetera, right? And I really don't even need that. The only reason I started this podcast is just to kind of voice my opinion. And hopefully, you know, as I keep going on, we keep getting more and more episodes, you know, I'm able to bring on some experts in this field that are able to answer some of your guys' questions and bring you guys some more knowledge, right? Because at the end of the day, I know that that's what I love about this lifestyle and this journey too, and is, you know, just learning and growing every single day, right? There's new stuff that I learn all the time. Like, oh, I should be taking these herbs and these herbs because, you know, this herb helps with this and this herb helps with this. You know, it's so, you know, it's always a continuous just growth, continuous growth as a person, you know, spiritually, you know, just with your knowledge, with your actions on a daily basis, with your thoughts, everything, right? Like before I got started, I barely even knew how to cook. Now I could cook. Before I got started, I wasn't patient at all. Now I'm patient. I used to get mad at the most stupidest stuff, you know. I really don't try to, obsess over stupid little things that are out of my control, you know. And I try to do little things to just calm myself down if I realize that, you know, I'm just, you know, being a little baby for no reason, right? Yeah, it's just, you know, it's awesome. But that's at the end of the day what I wanted to talk about was today is like, you know, we all think that through this journey, it's just about like, again, I don't want to say all of us, but like some of us, maybe you guys are just like me, where you think that this journey is just to get optimal health and to become the most healthiest version of yourself as you possibly can be. But, you know, as you continuously keep going on this journey, you start to realize that it's about becoming a better version of yourself, right? At all aspects of life, right? All aspects, like you name it, this alkaline lifestyle brings it, right? Like, you got to be disciplined. You got to have mental fortitude. You got to be patient. You got to know when to say no, right? Like I'm telling you guys, you know, I'll be at parties and stuff and people will be, oh, you want to eat this? Well, why don't you eat it? You got to be okay being questioned, right? And be ready to answer questions, right? So like, sometimes I'll be offered like, oh, you know, since you're vegan, do you want like, some of these breads and stuff? And it'll be like a white bread. And I'll just be looking at my friends and stuff, be like, no. And they'll just, again, the first question, that, oh, so you don't eat bread either? Like, why? Oh, why? And, you know, and then, you know, if you guys are like me, you know, I'll just spit a little bit of knowledge and start kind of, give these guys my take on why I don't eat certain things. And then, you'll notice a lot of times it changes, you know, somebody else's mind, right? Like some of my friends, you know, when I'll tell them this stuff, you know, it changes their mind and they've jumped on this alkaline journey with me. My family, you know, there's gonna be people out there that are more ignorant to it that, you know, you could say don't believe, but it's like, you know, you can't not believe in something that you haven't tried, right? What's the saying? Don't knock it till you try it. So, you know, that was just my take, guys, today is that, you know, when you first start this alkaline journey, the thought process is that, hey, I want to get healthy and I want to get my friends and family healthy. But you realize along this journey, you're just getting better as a person in every single way, every single form. You're getting better as a human being, right? Whatever it is that you guys are struggling with and that you guys are trying to do, you'll notice over time, you know, like you'll slowly continuously keep getting better and you'll continue to keep learning, right? Like keep learning, keep helping as many people as you can. Like that's one thing I love about this this just movement, right? This movement where everybody's so super helpful. Everybody's just down for each other and wants to see each other be happy and just thrive, right, in this life. So that's awesome, guys. Again, if you guys like this podcast, it'd be awesome if you guys give it 5 stars, share it with some of your friends and family, and talk to you guys tomorrow, guys. Hopefully you guys enjoyed my rant for today. See ya. Bye.